Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much to Bahle. And of course, we are together throughout up to the hour, up to the hour 7, and some good music in store. Some of the songs, I haven't played it quite a while. I will be playing them, and I trust that you'll enjoy. I'm going to connect also again with Sipopolo Sratebe, Zin Standerton, and of course also I will touch base with Umfundisi Mota. I don't know where he's at today. The other time he was in the Free State, man. I don't know where he's at. But it's full of lushes and green stuff, and it's beautiful where he is. So I will check with him as to where he is. And of course in Bombela, I will touch base with Jabulani Dominic. And like I said, some good songs indeed. Here's a song which I think you will like. This is one of the songs that I used to play in those days.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
A great song, the music of Out of Eden, man. It's a beautiful song indeed. And of course, let me play also Nicole C. Mellon, hey? But also play my girl, Lulu Digana. I don't know if you know Lulu Digana. She passed on some years ago, man. She passed on some years ago. Hey. Yeah. And but she her last rendition, you know, I was fortunate enough, you know, to see this. And she has just done great. Let me welcome our guest, then I'll play that song. Mfundisi Sukatebe, sawubona, Dumela.
Dumela Mfundisi, njani kodwa Mfundisi Ray.
Re teng le kae, papa?
Wasimbonga uNkulunkulu, simbonge omdala wezinsuku, sibingelele umfethu uJabulani Dominic, Mfundisi Mota, nabalele emakhaya. Amen.
Kusaphileka lapho kuwe kodwa Sipho.
Aw, yonke into ihamba kahle Mfundisi. Bantwana, umama, nathi ngisaphila ngomusa wenkosi esitanera, isakhile.
Esakhile. Hey madoda, siyabonga kakhulu. Hey, siyabonga kube abantwana basakhula kahle. Nomakoti useneme, hayi mfo man, sibonga kakhulu uma kunjalo. Intokozo nje inkulukazi ke leyo ekhathini eyiningi abantu abayibheki le ntokozo, uyabona. Kodwa siyabonga mfo ukuthi iyabonakala lapho ekhaya. Ngikhonzele lapho kumakoti uthi ngithi makoti, hayi ngiyabona abantwana bakhulile. Umdoko hayi abasawufuna abantwana, sebafuna ibhega manje. Hey madoda. Hey abantwana bafuna ibhega manje.
Samtshela mama.
Yeah man, hayi man, umtshela umama. No, akasasi umagodi phela, seka umama ke manje. Ukwakhe phela, kukwakhe lapha. Yeah, ukhulile inceku yenkosi. Uyabona. And then we also have my friend Jabulani Dominic on the line. Jabu!
Hey, my friend. How are you, my friend?
I'm very well. Kusaphileka lapho bhuti wami.
Nathi siyaphila kakhulu ngomusa kababa omkhulu osihaqile sonke, asigciniwe kakhulu. Siyambonga kakhulu, simnika lonke uDumo.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, madoda, amaskrali iyani mvula. Hey. Idusty vimbi sibhakabhaka. La matleva lawo bamazinyo wegold laba bahlala bamili lapha ngaphandle ngama Sundays bame ngeemoto zabo ezisikunu leziyana bame nasemagrash bamela amantombazana. Ah, namhlanje idust ingene nasemazinyweni.
Bambika.
The only place I safe kusenkonzweni baba. Kusenkonzweni ngoba iminyango iyavala. Yeah. Iminyango iyavala, abantu bakhonze kamnandi. Hayi, ayisebenzi indawo yabo. Oguma la pana enta singeni. Labelo kube smile labethi how are you? How are you? Lesa khomba lezinyo lakhe.
Le
golide. Hey.
Ngakugulani
golide nanoma ithusa sasazi nje igolide nje yabona ukuthi hey lakudala ke le golide.
Yeah, yeah.
Ngalihlafuna le.
Hayi singelele my friend, singelele. Na nabafowethu lapho esitenela.
Yeah.
Eh, kosakhile.
Hey madodana.
Hayi, impela siyabingelela nje.
Endaweni zakho. Unkulunkulu
makadunyiswe le emazweni akho Standerton.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, na kumfundisa uMotha siyabingelela lapho ka umfundisi uMotha u-base group eChemistry, ne?
Yeah, ndoda. Yeah, yeah.
Hayi, singelele nje. Sithi uNkulunkulu makaphakanyiswe eChemistry.
Hey madodana. Box back yonke le yana Jimiston iforce lulasi iRamaphosa le yana izwa ngaye ke lo mbhemi izwa ngaye ya izwa ngaye ngoba shumayela ivangeli uMotha uyabona waziwa ngaloko akanalo izinyo le ama ngathi angakalicaphele ngithake kuloku ubhekene nenyindoda emlonyeni ngathi awuthathi kahle yabona mara
mhlambe ngeenkadi zakhe
hey mhlambe ngeenkadi zakhe maruma kamu yena umakamu yena ngiyasola umakamu yena ngiyasola ngathi izinyo legoli ngizombuza ngathi mara izinyo legoli yena mntana yami ngathi hayi ya mfundisi uMotha greetings to you mayahe
shalom my brother how are you doing sir
I'm very well and how are you? Mineiro?
God is great my brother. God is great. Allow yes. me to greet also Mfundisi Sipho, Mfundisi Jabulani in the wonderful name of Yehoshua Mashiach. Put this yapi latina sicela kini bafowethu.
Hey madodana. Waze wangikhumbuza ubaba ongizalayo. Unjanyana. Ngizalwa uPhilip Masina mina bambiza bhuti kodwa nickname bambiza njanga ngoba abantwana bakubo bonke ngaphambi kwakhe nasemva kwakhe bashona bonke so mabingelela bekathanda ukuthi kakhulu sanibona ngathi kakhulu aw madoda yabona ningen mara babu ithatha plan to yakho thathi phela sikhula nje ngempela vele benza njalo kwamasina sanibona kakhulu Siyaphila sikhuluze ya ubonakala lokhu kubonana lokhu kakhulu makwenzeke kakhulu uyayibona ya no siyabonga mfundisi uMotha man banjani ekhaya bayaphila kodwa ne
hey bayaphila mfundisi uMotha kaNkulunkulu all is well ay umndeni nje mohle wonke uJehova siphethe kahle mfowethu
ah siyabonga
singacela kini bhuti singacela kini bhuti
hay kuhle ekhaya madoda kuhle kuyakhulwa kuyafundwa kuhle man mfowethu kuhle kakhulu sibonga inkosi ephilayo
amen
awuzeke now tonight we are talking about a spiritual reputation what it is even all about when we talk about a spiritual reputation what do we mean One of the things that I realized over the years is so many verses are speaking about the reputation of believers. Isimilo sikamoya kithina. Isimilo sabazalwane, indlela yokuphila abazalwane, isimilo sabo. Uyazi uyakwazi ukuthi you know when you're reading someone's status, what do they call them? They call them statuses on Facebook. Now, when someone goes on Facebook and then you read what someone has written, you can tell. I'm a work in progress. Then you ask, akhomba abantu ayenzana akhomba abantu uyazi ukuthi oh okay yiningi indaba kulomuntu ngezakhe uyayibona aloko akhomba abantu wazi ukuthi enokukhulu okuningi and then kukhona lo makakhuluma uzwa uJesu kuphela nothing about that person But you hear Christ, him crucified and resurrected. You hear about the glory of the Most High, Yahuwah Elohim. And you hear about the power of the Most High, not the power of a person. Talel, ngizomunye akolekisa umnikelo athi angifuna ma-100 rand la. Faka imali mawuza ngama-100 rand lokubalabala la. Shut up. Then you can tell about the reputation of this pastor. Good man. How can you put such a thing on social media? You saying those things, kubazalwane. We have a good to know. This one has a reputation of disrespect.
Yeah.
You know? And the word is saying quite a lot with regards to this. Let me read something that you would see. Listen to this. In Acts chapter 16, it says, he was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. Reputation. Well spoken of. Reputation. Hlangana nabazalwane, mawuhlukana nabo, bayakwazi ukukhuluma izindaba ezinhle uNkulunkulu azenzako ngawe. Bayakwazi ukuzwa, they can hear the goodness of the Father through your life. If they fellowship with you for a moment and you are gone, a reputation remains. And they are able to say, indeed, this one who was amongst us is truly the Son of the Most High. Christ left that reputation everywhere. How can this be? And they would say, how can this be? How can he speak with such authority? Truly, this must be a Son of the Most High. And then when you look at Romans chapter 1 verse 8, it says, first I thank my Elohim through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Through Yahushua HaMashiach, I thank the Almighty that your faith is spoken of throughout. Abu Mutabaya Hamba Baya e Cape Town, Baya e Guazulu, Mabafiga Guazulu, La Payana Bashang, Sama daughter, Matrician, so daughter, Best Baya Buya born. After that, Bashang Nisa Women and Best Baya Buya. Amatota Sele Lapa, but no man, Best Nabo Mortal. Besinabo motha la, besinabo madlokovu la. And la madoda ashiye ngento eyodwa, izwi lokuphila kwamadoda. Wonke umuntu oyokhuluma ngabo is going to be talking about them, and it becomes a reputation. It becomes a reputation. And much of the times I think we don't get to understand this quite clearly and right. The reputation is very, very important. Well spoken of throughout the world. Romans chapter 16 verse 19, for your obedience has become known. A reputation is when our obedience becomes known. When people start to know your obedience, not your surname and your titles, pastor, doctor, what? No, doctor, see, Paul. When they know about your obedience, that is a spiritual reputation. It says for Romans 16 verses 19, for your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf. But I want you to be wise in what is good and simple in what is evil. When your obedience becomes known, that is a spiritual reputation. What kind of reputation do we have today? kusakhulunywa ngeobedience yethu noma kukhulunywa ngeicathulo zethu ezidurayo ngeimoto zethu zikanokusho kusakhulunywa na ngeikhundla zethu empathi kusakhulunywa na ngeobedience yethu. Do we have that kind of spiritual reputation? We're asking those kind of questions. Hebrews chapter 11, I'm just reading two verses, 2 and 4. By faith, the elders obtained a good testimony. When one obtains a good testimony by faith, your faith just gives a good testimony concerning you. There's a man that is full of faith in Christ. That man has faith. That woman, Umama Loyana, has amazing faith in Christ. Today, people have amazing faith in the so-called men of God and people who call themselves pastors and all that, and all those titles. And it's sad that people are putting their faith on you to an extent that they've taken that as a status instead of a service. Verse 4, by faith Abel offered to Yahuwah a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Yahuwah testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead still speaks. Reputation still speaks with you long being dead. It still speaks, we see with Abel. His reputation continued to speak. And the Father continued to speak on his behalf. We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to seven.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit yakha umzansi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Awuzeke. Let me start with you, Jabu, my friend. When we talk about a spiritual reputation, do we understand today? Do we hear people talking about this and teaching the church and saying, look at your reputation, because it says a lot of your testimony or the testimony of Christ upon your life? Or are people just looking upon themselves and all that, and the testimony and the spiritual reputation being thrown to the corner or to the curve? Jabu.
Thank you very much, my friend. Let me also just greet the wonderful listeners in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach.
Amen.
And then a great topic indeed about spiritual reputation.
Mm.
So it means that this is the ministry that is internal and external.
Yes.
It's something that we're supposed to display as believers. You know, it's not actually even about us having to tell people that we are like this, we do this,
yes,
we walk. But they're supposed to see it. So it means when they look at us, they should see the fruits of the Spirit. They should see inkambo, you know, Yahushua HaMashiach in our lives without even having to know who he is. But when they look at us, they should know who he is to us. That's a good reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So there is even a scripture that says, actually, a good reputation is better than a good name. So it means that that's a very powerful actually scripture to say that you can have a big name, like many people that you know who are famous.
Yes.
They are well-known politicians, leaders, prominent leaders, presidents and whatsoever, but their reputation, it's not good. Like others are known as being corrupt leaders. Others are known as being promiscuous leaders, adulterous leaders. You know, so it means even though they have all the fame that you can desire or big names that you can desire, but their reputation does not back up.
Mm.
You know, their name. So it means, that's why now the scripture says a good reputation is better than a good name.
Yeah.
So it means for us as children of God, we should not be people who really are like abashoba ngokwanga phandle kuphela nje. Uyabona ngikhulume kahle emapulpit, shumayele kahle. But when it comes to inkambo yethu emakhaya la esingabona khona labantu esibashumayezayo, uthola ukuthi sihamba ngendlela ebheke eceleni. Mangabe sesemsebenzini phambi kwalabantu abangazi ukuthi even siyashumayela, sihamba ngendlela ebheke eceleni. Abamboni lo Nkulunkulu esihlale sishumayela ngayo, la esishumayela khona. So a good reputation is everything to a believer.
Yeah.
And then so we're going to go through the scriptures so that we can equip each other.
Yes.
On how we can be able to display this good reputation. In Proverbs 20, verse 11, just to add on that Romans 16:19 you've quoted, my friend.
Mm.
It says there, even a child makes himself known by his acts.
Yeah.
By whether his conduct is pure and upright.
Mm-hmm.
Even a child, you know, they make themselves known by their acts, you know, whether their conduct is pure and upright. So also, we cannot be the people who speak like this but act the other way. The word of God says that lowo othi ungumfundi wakhe kumele ahambe njengokuba yena ahamba. In First John, I think First John chapter 2, if I'm not mistaken, someone will correct me. But it says the one who claims to be his disciple should walk as he walked.
As he walked.
As he walked. So now the big question is, how did he walk?
Mm.
He displayed a good reputation. He was obedient to the Father. He humbled himself. He didn't take the truth that he was God to be something that was to be proud of, but he took the nature of being a servant.
Yes.
And humbled himself and served. At some point, you know, while some of his disciples, they are approaching the Lord, they are asking him, if we want to be, like, we want to be, you know, like the sort of the prominent leaders within your circle. They were asking him, you know, those sons, to be the prominent leaders, omunye to the left, omunye to the right.
Yeah.
And he tells them, you know, the greatest of them all is the servant of them all.
Mm.
So in order for you to achieve greatness, you should be able to bend down to the lowest. The one who can bend down to the lowest can achieve the heights of greatness. In other words, they can be able to be lifted up. He says he exalts those who are humble, and he brings down those who are proud. So in order for us to really walk as he walked, we should also be humble. We should also be obedient to the Father. We should be the people who are always, you know, like looking at others as better than ourselves. That's building a good reputation.
Yes.
Without even you having to tell people who would mean I'm humble. We are going to pretend to be humble. I'm humble. And then people are going to perceive you as being humble. No, no, sifuna a good reputation. Le kamoya futhi, hayi ngaphandle. Yakomoya ukuthi nje njoba dusha ukuthi you read the status and hear the Son of the Most High speaking. You don't know the person, you've never met the person, but you can hear, you can connect because imoya ba prophet yathobela. Because of a good reputation that the people carry. So also let us allow the Father to equip us with this ministry of a good reputation, so that igama lakhe lingahlambalazwa, lingadicilelwa phansi, kodwa laziwe, lihlonishwe, liphakanyiswe igama lakhe ngenxa yalesi simile esiqotho, noma this good reputation that we carry as his body. Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are talking about a spiritual reputation. We are asking this question: what kind of reputation do we seem to be holding these days? You know, are we the kinds of people that after they had interacted with us would say, ngempela uKristu ukhona kulo muntu. You know, they would say, ngempela uKristu ukhona kulo muntu. Umzwile ngendlela akhuluma ngakho, the way this person spoke to us, it clearly shows Christ lives in this person.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray. We are talking about a spiritual reputation, what it is even all about. What it is even all about. And much of the times what we have come to do with a spiritual reputation, as the Father has been showing us, are we, or can we say without a doubt that we really follow the true spiritual reputation of the Father? It is something that one has to ask each and every time. Now, what is a spiritual reputation even all about? What is it even all about? It's a question we ask when we talk of a spiritual reputation. What do we mean? What do we imply? That is also what we are talking about. And what does the word say with regards to a spiritual reputation? We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And I'm talking to also Mfundisi Motha. Mfundisi Motha, let me ask you this question. Let me read this also. I'm fascinated by the guy called Enoch, you know, the grandson of Cain, the great-grandson. It says in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5, by faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because Yahuwah had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased the Elohim. He pleased the Elohim. Here's a reputation. He pleased. We have told us unkulunkulu ngasonke isikhathi. He pleased the Elohim. And they say, yes, when he was living amongst us, there's one thing that we saw about this man. He always pleased the Elohim. Ah, Tina, from the smart. Ah, unkosi.
Hey, from the. Hey, ngabe tina kuthiwa ngathi.
Hey.
Yeah, that is the question tonight we should ask ourselves.
Mm.
Not to say what am I saying about myself.
Yes.
But what are the people that I'm leading saying about me? Do they see Christ in me in whatsoever that I do? Because Enoch, the Word of God says that he pleased the Father. And the Word of God is so clear, Mfundisi, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So in other words, Enoch, kunkambo yakhe, bekubonakala ukukholwa. He was a devoted man, he was a man of faith, and that pleased the Father. And in the book of Genesis, that it says that he walked with God until he was no more. In other words, akabanga indoda nje ebonakala enkonzweni. Mfundisi. Hello.
Imani silalela Muruti.
Maruti.
Amen. We're still here, Mfundisi.
Okay. Oh, thank you. No, sengiyakuzwa manje Mfundisi.
Oh, bengicela ukuthi ufuna ukuthi vumani bo bese ngithi siyabo. Kube.
Mfundisi, without faith it is impossible to please God. Kunendoda Mfundisi, which was also well spoken of, Cornelius in the book of Acts chapter number 10, it says that after he prayed to God and he sent a servant from his household to Peter, uNkulunkulu ambonisile ukuthi mabaye ku Peter, and when they represented him, they said that uCornelius, he is a devoted man, he is a God fearing man. That was his character. That's what his servant could see in him. So his spiritual reputation, Mfundisi, ikhuluma ngako lokho ukuthi what does our character, what does inkambo yethu noma isimilo sethu singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, does it pleases God or not. And it says that Cornelius was a devoted man, was a prayerful man. Ingabe saziwa ngalokho na noma saziwa ngokuthi siyifunela the riches. The word of God says, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1, a good name is to be chosen rather than the great riches. In other words, a good name or a good reputation, it is more desirable than the riches of this world. It is better to be held high esteem than to have silver and gold in our plate. So when we talk about a spiritual reputation, Mfundisi, ukuthi ngabe inkambo yethu ihamba kanjani phambi kukaNkulunkulu na. That is why earlier you quoted earlier when they were talking about Timothy, to such an extent that he was well respected at Lystra. Even Paul himself, when he came to Lystra, he wanted ukuba asebenze naye in the ministry of the gospel because he's so devoted. And the word of God says that Paul saw the favor of God upon him. Ngoba kubonakala inkambo, kubonakala umusa, kubonakala isandla sikaNkulunkulu. I once had a colleague of mine, bekhuluma bembonga omunye athi siyabonga even when you pray siyezwa ukuthi le ndoda lena ikhuleka from the position of faith indoda ekholwa le ndoda yathi ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi through me you can see Christ. That is what is important. That is the name that we should leave behind, ukuthi la sihamba khona abantu basale babonga uNkulunkulu, but glorify uNkulunkulu with what God has done through us. That is a spiritual reputation, my brother.
Absolutely. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, and we are looking into this very aspect, this issue of a spiritual reputation. What is a spiritual reputation even all about? We are looking into that. And you can give us a shout. You can talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. What is a spiritual reputation? I want to hear from you. I want to know from you what it is even all about. And perhaps maybe you can just send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. You can, talk to us. You can talk to us directly there. I am keen to hear from you as to what you make of this. Now, the issue of a spiritual reputation is what we are talking about. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You can give me a shout. You can talk to me directly there. 012-334-1322. You can talk to me. Otherwise, you can send me a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Let me hear what you say about a spiritual reputation, what it is even all about. I need to hear from you as to what you say about this. Now, I promised you also that I will play some good songs for you. Yes, indeed, I will do that. But I want to engage my guests just as much. We have Usipopoulos Khatebe in Standard 10. We have Chablan Dominic is in Bombela. And Mfundisi Mathukuphi wena?
Mfundisi ngila eGymnastics.
Oh, se Gymnastics namhlanje. Okay.
Yes.
Do you know ukuthi masuka ePitori dala ngama train mina nogogo wami? Maka start masuka ngama train sikhwela ePretoria B. Iyasithatha iyosidropa eGymnastics bese siyokhwela i-train eya eNigel or buBrakpan, Nigel Danot, siyohla kwenye indawo bathi kuseDanota and then bese sikhwela ibhesi eliya eduduza.
Connector khona la iGymnastics nika mfundisi wami.
Yeah, that time, yes, it used to be.
Ngalesa sikhathi amadina sesekhona.
Awasekho manje?
Hayi mfundisi. Awaseka wasatholakala.
Mhlolo ka James lo.
Lo ka James.
Okay. Nevertheless, now Sipho, let me engage you on this. And I'm reading it from the Word. Before I engage you, I'm reading from the Word. And then it says, but without faith, and I'm still on Hebrews' name, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to the Elohim must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. One has to have a reputation that is full of faith, the faith that pleases the Father, but also the one's reputation will be visible in the diligence of seeking him. The diligence of seeking him. Ukuzimisela kakhulu ukumfuna nokufuna ubuso bakhe. Hayi nje ukwenza nje nje hayi senza nje inkamisa yabazalwane. No, the diligence of it. It's very important, something we should take into consideration. Sipho.
That's very true indeed, Mfundis. Oh, what a topic. And we thank God for his spiritual reputations teachings today. And it's
yes.
More important, Mfundis, we're not simply just talking about reputation. Spiritual one. In other words, we need to be people of the spirit to understand the spiritual reputation. There are many times where people, they fight for their reputation on the surface, whereas in their true sense of what they are, they are lying. Kuyenzeka mfundisi umuntu akhathalele ireputation yakhe, whereas on the secret part of his life, it's the directly opposite of what people they might say. But in the spiritual reputation, it's what God can say and approve and say, yes, this is what. In other words, we are using now spirituality as a matter of stake. In other words, we refer it into the scripture, because there are many people in Fundis who are fighting for their good reputation in Paratine. When you see and hear their scandals, leaders, church members, when they do things, they do it on the secret. Why? Because they are afraid of their reputation good can be damaged. There's a much damage control. But now, today's topic was speaking about the spiritual reputation, of which there is nothing being hindered by God. I mean, in the sight of God. Abantu abangi by understand. In spiritual reputation, it's the way people they can think and believe what you are, and God approves that. Chapter 7, verse 1, a good reputation is better than an expensive perfume. Siyazi ukuthi when we're talking about the perfume, abantu yaye imenzi makangena phakathi kwabantu kuzwakala iphunga elimnandi. So the reputation, spiritual reputation, is when people, when they talk about you, when they see and hear about what you are, definitely kuba iphunga elimnandi. Yingakho ngiyathanda nje ukufunda iverse elijwayelekile mfundisi uJobe elangibusisale verse. Job chapter 1 verse 1 lithi, Job was a man who lived in Uz. He was honest inside and out. Unkulunkulu lo mfundisi ukhuluma ngoJob elithi ezweni lase Uz kwakukhona indoda one eyayilungile. That's a reputation. In other words, God can easily say ukuthi Job, he was an honest inside and out. That's number one. Number two, a man of his word. That's integrity, the spiritual reputation. Number three, who was totally devoted to God. That's number three. And number four, he hate evil with a passion. These are simply four reputations that God can count, I mean, from this man, no Job. He was honest inside and out. In other words, there was nothing that Job could do in a scandal, pagat, in his designation right now. He was honest inside and out, and it's God only who can see that. And that is why spiritual reputation is what God can say. Honest,
hey.
Excited out.
Yeah.
About being playing soap or lang up, among us. Yeah. But the Gube is Zulu. Hey, because I'm a Kumbuluchi. le indodana yami ngithokoza ngayo ngalizweni bafakaza amazulu mfundisi efakaza ngujesu a spiritual reputation this is my son whom I'm pleased just listen to him so his spiritual reputation is when izulu lonke mfundisi lifakaza ngawe ingakho nonkulunkulu efakaza la ngojobe njengoba ngishilo ukuthi honest inside and out a man of his word in other words what he says is what he's going to do Genesis chapter when we go to Hebrew chapter 11 mina ngilandela lapha emuva ku Genesis chapter 5 verse 24
yeah man
ukuthi yeah ukuthi uNkulunkulu Enoch walk with God ngamanye amazwi yakukhombisa ukuthi spiritual reputations ka Enoch when heaven have to talk ngo Enoch nivele libale nje in simple terms lithi he walked with God and remember two cannot walk with each other unless they agree. In other words, inkambo ka Enoch, it was pleasing to God. And lastly, mfundisi, kwathi ngifundile ngokuthi uPeter wayehambe noJesu isikhathi eside kwafika isikhathi lakhona emphika mani kodwa kwafakaza abantu bathi hayi man nokukhuluma kuyasho ukuthi le ndoda beyihamba naye.
Yeah.
In other words, his spiritual reputation anything that people can say about me, especially what pleases God, and it is more valuable than value when God can say it. Njengo Jobe esho ukuthi indoda elungile emesaba uNkulunkulu ebalekele kubi.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. You can drop us a voice note. It's 082-657-2729. Or you can also send us a WhatsApp on that. That's a WhatsApp number there. Otherwise, you can talk to us directly, 012-334-1322. Live in the studio, you can talk to us. Hanging out with Sipho Paulo Sikhathebe in Standard 10, Umfundisi Umotha. Demto! Umotha, we are hanging out with him. He's in Germiston. Uchabulani is in Bombela. Uchabulani Dominic, my friend, is in Bombela. We are touching this space. Make this your show. We are talking about this. Thank you, Sis Maureen. Thank you, Amelia. Thank you, ladies, for the messages. I see messages there. And Maria Timpe, I see messages there. Yes, I see messages. And also Frank, I see your message also there. I will read this in due time. In the meantime,
live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Like I said, I promised you that each and every time when we talk, when we finish, the three have spoken, I will play a song, and I'm playing some of the old songs. Started with that one, the old one that we played by Out of Eden. I'm going to play a song, as I said, of Lulu that she did so many years ago. And I think this was her last recording, man. Check it out. Savior. This song, okay, according to me, it's something like that which the Spinners have done. If you know what I mean.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
from your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
That's a beautiful song there, the music of Lulu Digana. Yeah, man, Savior, the name of the song. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We're also live on Facebook. You can check us out. Yabona Sipho is checking us out. People are saying, Sipho, people are saying, kufanele ukuthi na uvele ku camera lapha standardini.
Uzovela Muruti.
Uzovela uSipho phela gcoka iskipa sakhe sokujima. Nzebatha sangena sontweni sokujima iskipa sakhe sokujima. Uzovela sigcokile lapha. Mfundisi Motha noJabulani Dominic Abheke gcoka zakhe zokujima imarathon.
Akunona baba iphathanga yokugijima.
Hey kuko. Yeah, kungcono ngoba bayiphathanga yokugijima. All right. Let me come back again to you, Jabu. When we talk about a spiritual reputation, many people don't seem to realize this. It's very important that we look into this. The notion of spiritual reputation is important. The word says, I'm looking at Noah now. By faith, Noah being divinely warned, a person who heeds to the divine warnings. And when I say divine warnings, I'm not talking about these divinations. I'm talking about the only divine, almighty Father, Yahuwah Elohim, who Amen. Warns us. Much of the times, we become those kinds of people. Look, Noah had a reputation of being sensitive to the warnings of the Father about the happenings in his own generation, in his own town, in his own land, in the kind of system that he was living in. He was able to pick up the warnings of the Father, unlike the rest of us these days. Jabu.
Indeed, what a good reputation there when we are able to really take heed to what the Father says. Because there is life unto us. So that's why when the disciples actually they were spending time with the Son of the Most High, and then he was releasing them that as much as people were moving away from him because of the truth and not being able to understand him or maybe grasp the revelation that he was sharing, you know, he also released his disciples. But they said, no, where will we go? Because from you, you know, we obtain the words of life. So indeed, it's very important for us to take heed to the commands, the instructions, because they are life to us. They are life unto our bones. Without what he says, we cannot live. So just like you are making a quotation about Noah, that is how he was able to live, by taking heed to the instructions of the Father, which is actually a good reputation. Let us be known by being obedient. Also, even the Romans that you quoted at verse 16:19 also was emphasizing of the obedience, because it says everyone has heard about your obedience. Let us be known by being obedient to the Father, by being the people who respect and honor his word, who do not question it. You see, we are living in the times where there are so many doctrines, there are so many things that are happening, and everyone just feels like they can stand up and just say whatever they want to say. But let us be people who discern and test the spirits and be able to know that which is of the Father and live by that which is of the Father. And that will leave a good reputation, not just for ourselves only, but even for generations to come. Mm. Our children's children will know that we are like this today because of our grandfather who was obedient to the teachings of the Lord, to the commandments of the Lord. Just imagine being remembered by that you were obedient
yes.
to the Father. Mm. Unlike generations cursing your grave to say that the only thing he knew was just to beat our mother, was just, you know, like to drink alcohol. The only thing he knew, because the generations will hear about your reputation that you live. So that's why it's very important for us to take this seriously, especially as believers, that we live a good reputation. The Lord, of course, speaks about that. A wise man leaves an inheritance, you know, for his children. And what inheritance is that? Is a good reputation. Be known, you know, by being the one who honored God, who obeyed God, the one who was obedient, who preached the gospel, who reached out, you know, to others for this knowledge so that they can also be able to grow in this very grace that we have received, instead of being known by all the things that I said at first. Just to close my comment, my friend, I also just want to support, according to the book of Philippians 4:6, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Also, let us avoid being people who are anxious, you know, or people who compare ourselves with others, or who envy other people's progress and successes.
But let
us be people who always go to the Father by prayer and supplication and make known our request. That's a good reputation. Like, let's say that's a good reputation even to live for your family, for your friends, for your colleagues, to be known by prayer. That's mina ungeza kumina ufuna usizo ngangaba na impendulo mhlawumbe ufuna imali a million. I cannot have it in my bank account, but I can pray.
Yeah,
that's my reputation, ukuthi I can go to the Father and make known your request to him. And he can hear and maybe bring someone who's got that million.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's a good reputation, to be able not to be anxious, but to be known by always consulting the Father through prayer. These days we're seeing steadily prayer diminishing in our midst. You remember, my friend, those times where even when you visit, we visit each other, before we see it, we start by prayer. Even when we leave, we leave by prayer. Gone are those days. Now we've really taken lightly of prayer, as if it's a boring thing, it's a religious thing, or there is that stigma that we have attached to prayer. But I want to encourage the church that this is also a good reputation when we are known by being prayerful. At work, when there are problems, let them know that there is someone that you can ask for prayer.
Yes.
In the family, in the church, in the community, even when you are part of the community, let them say, can we ask Jablani to pray for us, Sipo to pray for us, Mfundisi Mota, because you've got a good reputation that you can go to the Father and make known the request, and he will answer. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jabu. I really appreciate, man. And of course, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.